Before we read the Bible, actually, we can do a quick game. So you might want to put those down for a minute. Yeah, I forgot all about chocolate. Because I know we need a little bit of sugar to give us the energy to help us listen and concentrate, don't we?
Where is it?
Well, that is a good question. Where is the chocolate? Great idea. That's exactly what we're going to do. Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to do a quick chocolate coin hunt. Okay, because a bit later we're going to be reading a parable, a story of Jesus about someone looking for a lost coin. Okay, so we can do it two ways. We can either do warm or cold, and we can do it one by one and I'll give you clues, or we can have you all searching at the same time.
Searching.
Who votes for searching at the same time? Okay, but if you search at the same time, we're going to make a rule. If you find a piece of chocolate coin, then go and sit back down. Just one each, okay?
Two.
No, just one each, because there's not enough for everyone, I think. So if you find one, go and sit down in your seat. If you find two, then put the other one back where it was, okay? Okay. Are you ready then? No need to run around. I can tell you there's none beyond this point. I think there's seven of them. And they're all that way somewhere.
Oh, no, that's
none behind
point.
You.
That's
yeah, so off you go. Go. As soon as you've found one, come and sit back down. Have you found one? Where was your one? Oh, well done. Have you found one? Where was that one? Okay. Well done. Where did you find your ones at? In the doll's house, okay. Yep, you can eat them. Anna, do you want a clue? Yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Who needs a clue? Ben, I'll give you a clue if you want. You're tall, and there's one that's just for tall people like you. Well done. Who hasn't found one yet? Have you found one?
Not yet.
Okay, let me see. That one's been found. That one's been found. Ah. Where did you find your one? Okay. Someone check the bookshelves behind John. Someone else can check the backs of the chairs in the last row. Right, come and sit down, everyone. Phones away. Right, now, if you concentrate and you listen carefully to the story and everything we're doing today, you might get some other prizes as well. Can you sit down for me, Henry? Right, so we've been looking at stories of the kingdom. Stories and word pictures that Jesus told that have important lessons for us. And this time, we're looking at stories to do with the theme lost and found, okay? That's why we did that warm-up. Now, last time, one of the stories we heard about was about a guy who found something really precious. What was that? Can you remember? Not a marble? A pearl. Yeah, that was one of the stories we heard last time.
The white duck.
Yeah, pearl, which is really valuable, okay? And it looks like a white dot, yeah. And he found it and he realised it was really precious, so he sold everything he had to get that, because it was worth it. But the Bible also talks about God searching for and finding us. And some of the stories that Jesus told are all about that. So, we are going to read, first of all, The parable of the lost sheep and the parable of the lost coin, which Jasper's going to come and read for us. Have you got the reading somewhere? Brilliant. It's from Luke chapter 15 and verses 1 to 10, okay? Luke chapter, we can give you the page number if you want to read along. It's always good to read along in the Bibles yourself. It's page 1048. 1048. 1048. And it says, where it says the parable of the lost sheep. Okay, quickly then. 1048. Quick. Okay, let's listen to God's words.
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering round to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents.
Thank you, Jasper. Round of applause for Jasper. And thank you, Lenny, for playing the cajon. Maybe a bit later, Lenny, at the end, we can play some music and you can have a little go. Well, we'll let Lenny have a go. Right. Right, let's settle down now and think about the story that we read. Okay, so to understand many of Jesus' parables, it's helpful to know when and why Jesus told them. And this is especially true for those parables that we just read. At that time, lots of people were coming to meet Jesus and to hear him teach. And a lot of these people were men and women who had made mistakes in their lives. Men and women who had done wrong things and were often rejected by other people. And this day, Jesus was sitting there eating with people like that. Instead of telling these people to clear off, Jesus welcomed them. And he even sat down and ate with them. Boys, could you put the Bibles on the table behind, please? Just in case they fall over. Now, so Jesus was sitting down eating with people like this when some people turned up who were called Pharisees. Has anyone heard about the Pharisees before? Put your hand up if you heard the word Pharisee. Yeah? Does anyone know what they were like? Or who the Pharisees were?
Don't you spell it?
Sorry?
Don't you spell it?
Can't remember what you said.
Don't you spell it?
How do you spell it? Are you going to Google it? Don't Google it now. Put your phone
down.
Anna?
Shop that had medicine.
That's a pharmacy. Don't guess though. It's spelled in a similar way, so that's good.
What's a
Pharisee. A Pharisee.
Oh, I can tell you.
No, it's all right. A Pharisee were people who thought they were following God. They were trying really hard, so they thought, to follow God's law. And they dressed different. They looked different. They behaved very differently to other people, and they thought that they were better than others. They separated themselves from the kind of people that Jesus was hanging out with. So when they saw Jesus sitting there eating, With people like that, they were shocked. And they said to themselves, why is Jesus doing this? Why is he hanging out with those sinners and even eating with them? You see, there were two types of people in that room. Meet Mr. Sinner and Mr. Pharisee. And lots of people in Jesus' time were either one or the other. And here's what they were like. Here's what Mr. Sinner thought about himself. He thought, I've really messed up. I've done wrong. I've broken God's law. I've messed up big time. And he also thought, God could never love someone like me. Mr. Sinner felt lost. Mr. Pharisee had very different thoughts about himself. He looked at people like Mr. Sinner and he thought, I'm not like him. I'm not like those people. I'm good. I follow God's law. I keep God's law. And he also thought, God thinks I'm great. God thinks I'm fat. God's really pleased with me. And Jesus knew about that. He knew what these people were saying to each other. And so, that is when he told these two parables. So let's just think about them again. Who can remember what got lost in the first parable? Yeah?
Sheep.
A sheep, yeah. It's the parable of the lost sheep. So Jesus says, let's say there's a shepherd who has 100 sheep. That's quite a lot of sheep. But one day, he realizes that one of them is lost. He's counted the sheep, and one's missing. Now, what does he do? Does he think, oh, who cares about one sheep? I've still got 99. I'll just be happy with that. Does he think that?
No.
No. Yeah, he cares about that one lost sheep. So, he leaves the 99 sheep safe somewhere, and he goes out and searches until he finds the lost sheep. And then, not only that, but when he finds it, he's really happy. He rejoices. He tells his friends. And he wants them to rejoice, to be happy with him. And Jesus said, in the same way as that shepherd rejoices, God rejoices when a sinner repents, when a sinner comes back to him. He looks very happy there, doesn't he? What got lost in the second parable?
Money.
Yeah.
What if he went to find a sheep, but maybe 15 of them escaped?
No, because he left them somewhere safe. That's a good point, though. He left them somewhere safe. Now, the second parable is quite similar. This time, there's a woman who, listen, who has 10 coins. Notice they're tied together. In those days, apparently, coins often had holes in them. They used to tie a bit of string through them, which is quite a clever way to look after them. But one day she realizes that one of them has come off. She's lost one coin. Now, does she think, oh, never mind, I've still got 9 coins. Who cares about that one silver coin? It's the same thing. She knows that that coin is precious. And so she starts searching the house for it. She starts sweeping in case it's on the floor somewhere. She searches inside things. She searches under things. She lights a lamp and searches in dark places. She keeps looking. Yeah, who can see the coin? Well spotted. There you go. There's the silver coin. Until she keeps searching until she finds the coin. And then when she finds it, she's really happy. She rejoices. She tells her friends, I found my lost coin. Rejoice with me, I found my lost coin, she says. So Jesus says this, in the same way, there is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents. That's what Jesus said. Now, We want to think about what these two stories mean and why Jesus told them. Let's go back to Mr. Sinner. Yeah, there he is. And let's think about those things that he thought about himself. Let's think about if they were really true. So the first thing was, he thought, I've really messed up. I've done wrong things that haven't pleased God. And do you know what? That's actually true. The Bible says this. This is from Isaiah. Listen to what it says. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way. So the Bible says we're all really like that lost sheep who goes away from the shepherd and gets lost. And what it means by that is we've all done wrong. We've all actually done things that don't please God, or said things that God doesn't like, or even thought things, had bad thoughts that God doesn't like. We've all broken God's law. Perhaps we've been unkind to others. Perhaps we've been rude to our parents. Or perhaps we haven't treated God and loved Him as we should. We've actually all messed up. So that one is true. Jesus tells the truth about this, that we are lost like that sheep. What about the second one? God could never love someone like me. I don't know if you've ever felt like that when you've really messed up and you think, I couldn't be a Christian. I'm sure God wouldn't want someone like me, wouldn't love someone like me after me messing up so badly. Sometimes we can feel that way. And that's what lots of those people felt that were coming to Jesus. But those parables tell us that that is false. That's supposed to be a cross there, but it's disappeared. Never mind. That's not true. Jesus said that he came to seek and to save the lost. Just like that shepherd who kept searching until he found the lost sheep. Just like that woman who kept searching until she found the lost coin. Both of them didn't say to themselves, oh, never mind, who cares about one lost sheep or who cares about one lost coin? No, they kept searching until they found it. And in the same way, Jesus came to search and to find people who are lost. He came to seek and to save the lost. The shepherd really cared about the lost sheep and rejoiced when he found it. And in the same way, God loves the lost. Now, I wonder if any of you have ever seen this painting. Put your hands up if you've seen this painting. I'm sure lots of the grown-ups probably would have. What do you think is going on in this painting? Who hasn't answered a question? Go on then, Dylan. What do you think is going on in that painting? That's a very good answer. Shall I repeat it? He said, the shepherd is trying his absolute best to save the lost sheep without killing himself in the process. That's a very good answer. What do you think that is up there? Anna, what do you think that is?
Bird.
It's a bird.
A pterodactyl.
No, it's not a pterodactyl. I think it's supposed to be... Go on, what do you think it is? An eagle, yeah, I think it's supposed to be a bird of prey that's maybe coming to attack the sheep or a lamb. Sometimes in Scotland, golden eagles actually come down and take lambs, actually attack lambs. Golden eagles, that's how cheap they are. This is a really famous painting about what we've been reading about how Jesus is a good shepherd who comes to seek and to save the lost. And actually, as Dylan said, the shepherd here is really risking his life in order to save the sheep. But you know what? Jesus not only risked his life, did he? He actually gave his life to save lost sheep. He actually died to save us. He died on the cross to take the punishment that we deserved so that we could be saved. So it's a really good painting that reminds us of what Jesus does. Now let's think about Mr. Pharisee and what he thought about himself again. Do you remember? He looked at other people and thought, "Oh, I'm not like them." And he thought, "God thinks I'm fat. God is really pleased with me." Are those two things true? Well, we're going to quickly hear another parable. It's a very short one that gives us the answer. It's called the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. And I'm just going to tell this parable rather than read it in the Bible, but I can show you where it is later if you want to read it for yourselves. So in this parable, Jesus said, there were two people one day who went up to the temple to pray. There was a Pharisee and a tax collector who other people called a sinner, someone who had done wrong things in their lives and knew it. And they both prayed, but their prayers were very different. Here's how the Pharisee prayed. He prayed, "Thank you, God, that I'm not like him." I made a mistake there. "Thank you, God, that I'm not like him," pointing or thinking about the guy next to him. "I follow your law, I do this and that, I obey all of your rules. So thank you that I'm not like that guy." That's how the Pharisee prayed. The sinner prayed very differently. He prayed, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." He accepted, "I'm a sinner." And he didn't even dare to look up at God. He felt so bad about the wrong he'd done. He just kept his eyes down and prayed, "God, have mercy on me." Now, Jesus asked an interesting question after telling this story. He said, "Which one of those two do you think went home from the temple having their sins forgiven?" In other words, which one do you think God forgave? Yeah?
The sinner.
The sinner. Why? Yeah, he was actually wanting to be forgiven. He was actually admitting that he had done wrong. The Pharisee didn't even admit that he had done anything wrong. He thought he was great. He didn't accept that he too had broken God's law. He wasn't repenting at all. He was proud. Whereas the sinner knew he'd done wrong. He repented. He said sorry to God. And he asked for God's forgiveness. So this guy went home forgiven by God. And this guy went home still unforgiven. So, "I'm not like him," he thought. That was false. That's not true. As we said earlier, the Bible says that we all, like sheep, have gone astray. The Bible says that we've all sinned. There aren't people who, like the Pharisee thought about himself, who have kept God's law. We've all broken God's law. And what about this second one? "God thinks I'm fat." That was false too. God was really unhappy with the Pharisee and people like him. He was thinking about himself. He was proud. He thought he was better than other people. And he didn't acknowledge, he didn't accept that he had done wrong. This is what Jesus said about people like that. Okay, listen up, this is the last bit we're going to read. Jesus said, "All those who exalt themselves," that means lift themselves up, boast, think they're good, better than others, "all those who exalt themselves will be humbled," that means brought low, "and those who humble themselves will be exalted." So people who think they're better than others and boast about themselves, God's going to bring low. But those who humble themselves, who say sorry, who bring themselves down before God and acknowledge they're wrong, God will lift them up. And that's what these stories are all about today. Now, what I'd like to do is to close with a prayer that I'd like us to all pray together. Well, I'll pray, and then if you'd like to make it your prayer, you can listen carefully and then say Amen at the end. And from what we've learned, the most important thing, I think, is this. That it's really important that each one of us accept the truth. It's really important each one of us accept the truth that we are sinners, that we have broken God's law, and that we are lost without God in our lives. And it's really important that we ask God to save us, to forgive us. So let's pray, and if you'd like to make it your prayer, you can say Amen at the end. Okay, let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we want to acknowledge before you and to tell the truth that we are sinners. We have done things, said things, or thought things that don't please you, that break your law, and that offend you. And Lord, we don't pretend that we're like that, like a Pharisee, pretending that we've done nothing wrong, pretending that we're better than others. Lord, we accept that we have done wrong. We've broken your law. But Lord, we thank you so much that even though we were lost, you have come for people just like us. You've come to seek and to save the lost. We thank you, Lord, that just like that shepherd, and just like that lady in the story, you search and search to find us, and that we are precious to you. So, Lord, we pray that you would forgive us, pray that you would have mercy on us, and that you would save us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.